Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Governor DeWine continues straddling the line between reopening the economy and being careful. On Monday, he laid a plan to slowly reopen many businesses in the coming days amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and also to keep others shuttered for at least the time being. Joining us now is Andy Durrell. He's the president of the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for your time, sir.
Good morning, Steve. Glad to be with you.
Are you happy with the governor's plan?
It's a prudent first step. Absolutely. We obviously have other businesses that are anxious to reopen as well. But this is a process, and we think this is a great first step.
One sector that we have seen a lot of reporting on, bars and restaurants, they will need to stay closed for the time being. Your thoughts there?
Well, again, I'm not a pandemic expert, so you have to give some credence to those that are. And those are the toughest situations to really manage, even from an employer and business viewpoint. When you have people in such close proximity, whether it's delivering the food or ordering the food and being in the restaurant with other patrons, it's certainly a difficult situation to manage.
Did your group have the governor's ear when it came to developing this plan? Were you able to talk to him and bounce ideas off of him?
The governor's been very open, I believe, in hearing from just about anybody and everybody, and that included us. We had a lot of good dialogue with the administration, with a number of the department heads. The lieutenant governor was great in reaching out and asking for input and feedback ever since day one in this whole process.
What's your message to dine-in restaurants, bars, barbershops, and other businesses that still need to stay closed for the time being?
That it is a process, and this step means we're getting that much closer to getting new back open as well.
Are you sensing growing frustration or anxiety among business owners? What are they telling you?
You got to remember that many of the businesses we're talking about are the smaller folks. Larger companies may have gone through some layoffs and changed production lines and times and stuff. These are a lot of the smaller companies. And so it's really kind of personal with them. If I'm a small restaurant, single location restaurant, not only is this my livelihood, it's probably livelihood for my whole family. So, of course, there's a different angst when you break it down into smaller businesses.
Starting Friday, businesses that are allowed to open will have tighter protocols to follow, like washing hands, wearing masks, other general social distancing measures. Are you confident that businesses can do that, or do you think there will be some that say, I just can't do this, or maybe it's not worth it, and I'm just staying closed?
There definitely will be some of those. And again, this is a process. You try and come up with something that makes sense, and these have been based on companies that have been continued to operate during this crisis, the essential businesses. And we've learned a lot from those folks while they have been up and running. So, yes, we think these are reasonable. They're not off the wall type of things that we're not aware of. And they're ones that we believe the majority of the businesses can handle and trying to get open.
Andy Durrell is the president and CEO of the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about Governor DeWine's plan to reopen many businesses starting Friday and to keep some others like bars and dine-in restaurants closed for the time being. Thanks for your time, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.